Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stoller from Beholding His Glory, and yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, just an administrative note before we get back to the great need for spiritual discernment within the body of Christ. During my recordings, you may hear chimes, an email, or a text hitting on my phone. Well, that is because I do not have a high-tech, high-touch recording studio with high-tech equipment able to edit my recordings. Nope, I use a handheld battery recorder that makes an MP4 file that I email to Brother Melvin once a week. Nothing flashy or fancy here, just grassroots low-tech recording from my heart after the Lord has worked His thoughts and words into my spirit. You know, I'm not so sure why ministries like sinking thousands, maybe tens of thousands, or even millions of dollars into producing a well-groomed recording. I have learned a long time ago, it's not the quality of the recording that matters, oh no, but it's the spirit of the recording that really matters. My friend, it does not matter what medium you use to convey God's thoughts, radio, TV, social media, YouTube, whatever. It matters as if the people get your message by the Spirit. My friend, if your message is not received by the Spirit, then the people, they will never get it. And often, once is not enough. My Bible teacher, Charles Hahn, always said, it takes hearing things 2, 3, maybe 4 times before we really begin to understand things. This is why I have no problem repeating again and again and again. So I'm not so concerned about a quality, flawless recording. Oh no, with no audio mistakes or speech issues. Oh no, if you have your spirit open, you will receive all the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart. If not, then guess what? You have just wasted 15 minutes of your life. You know, Jesus said in John 6:63, it is the Spirit that giveth and quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So that is why you must have your spirit open, so that you can receive the words of life by the Spirit of God. Every time you come together around the Word of God, we must open up our spirit. One last thought here. When I joined the Navy in 1976, it was okay to make 2 mistakes per page on official naval correspondence. Not 1, but 2 mistakes. But now, due to all of the new technology, AI and such, everything must be letter perfect. Well, I'm not so sure God thinks this is so important. I feel sure God is more concerned about, did the speaker spend some time with Him to get what He, God, wants to be said? And did the speaker share God's thoughts with the right heart condition, with the right motives, for the right reasons? That is, you know, that is what God is looking at. Amen? Okay, back to spiritual discernment. As I said last week, we will take a hard look at the purpose of ministry and how that interacts with spiritual discernment. The topic of ministry has been written about in so many books, but if you really want to take a spiritual view of ministry, I strongly recommend the Bible, and then I recommend that you get your hands on a copy of The Ministry of God's Word by Watchman Nee. I promise you, both will fill in a lot of the empty blanks of your understanding. Now, the purpose of ministry is, as it relates to spiritual discernment, is not unity. Let me say that again. The purpose of ministry as it relates to spiritual discernment is not unity. Repeat, not unity. Unity is supposed to be a result. It's supposed to be a result. Wow. The direct purpose of ministry is edification in Christ, personally and individually. And if this is happening in the individuals in the body, then the result will be the body as a whole will operate in unity. Paul writes in Ephesians 4:13, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Now notice, 1, for the perfecting of the saints, 2, for the work of the ministry, 3, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, whom is a perfect, that word perfect there means selfless man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I hope you get this, my friend. The purpose of ministry is for the perfecting of the saints, or that word, perfect there means to repair, to adjust, to fit, to frame, to mend, to join together. Wow. Till we, one, come together in the unity of the faith. Two, and the knowledge of the Son of God. And three, unto a selfless or a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Paul said, a lot here in this verse, but what Paul was talking about was our individual Christian spiritual growth and development. Paul's teachings all throughout the epistles always centers on, one, the message of salvation by grace through faith. Two, the work of Christ on the cross. Three, the need in our lives for spiritual growth and maturity. And four, this is so important, and our Christian character and our need for correction. Wow. Here Paul in Ephesians 4:13 is talking about our need for spiritual growth and development. We see this message again in Colossians 1:27 and 28. Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect. And that word perfect there is mature in Christ Jesus. The fact is, if individuals in the body of Christ are being built up in Christ, then the entire body as a whole is being built up in Christ, and in turn is able to continue to build up the individuals. Wow. This is the process of spiritual growth and development. It is synergistic, or it produces a greater effect than the sum of all of its parts. It is simply, is simple to imagine that an individual, can grow in Christ by simply being physically present in the body of believers, as most churches teach, because of that, because of that some point, even if that local body is a spiritually healthy body, that person must individually come to know Christ in an inward way for himself. Boy, that is so important. No matter what the spiritual condition of the church, individuals must come personally to know Christ for themselves. This is where the rubber meets the road, my friend. This is the long pole in the tent. This happens by God's dealing and judgments in our lives that most churches do not teach. We cannot know Christ by proxy. No, we can't. We cannot absorb Christ through some spiritual process of osmosis. And no, guess what? No family plans in heaven. Oh, no. We have to come to have Christ revealed in us. We have to come to know Christ and come into a personal realization of Him. Wow. Boy, that is tremendous, a tremendous truth that most Christians and most churches do not teach. We have to come into a personal realization of who Jesus Christ is. Wow. Wow, what a thought. Amen. Next week, we will begin to look at the vine and the branches. Amen. John 15 says, He is the vine and we are the branches. But before we leave this thought on spiritual discernment, it is so important that we come and we have this inward, this inward understanding of who Christ is in our life. If not, then we will never ever grow spiritually. There will never be any spiritual growth and development, and we will always be babes, and we will never come to know anything, and we will stumble. And most often what happens when there's no spiritual growth, just like a baby that does not grow physically, it stunted all of its life. And spiritually, it's the same thing. We must come to know Jesus Christ. And that's through his dealings and his judgments in our life. And then we will come to know him as the Lord and Savior of our life and the one that we go to when we need help and so forth and so on. So God bless. Love you guys. Have a great week. And we will talk to you later. Amen.